Several board members said they wanted staff to look into adding a free period back into the schedule for high school teachers to allow them to prepare for classes. Both Gene Ellis and board president Barb Stelz said they hoped staff would investigate that additional cost.
And I guess for me, I feel like this is a really important thing that I would really like to see implemented, and any way we could possibly make it happen, I want to have it happen.
Yeah,
I think we've all kind of talked about that's really a priority for us. We've been talking about this for a while. Mm-hmm. So I guess we can just encourage you guys to look at all the options possible, which I know you're doing, but I think that we've talked about this over the last couple of years, actually.
The comments were part of a preliminary board discussion on budget needs for next year. Concern has also come up during prior year's budget deliberations, but board members have been faced with paying for as many as 3 additional teachers in order to make the change, or eliminating some high school elective classes. Superintendent Gary Jacobson said he wanted to make sure the additional cost would be sustainable and would not reduce options for students.
We've got a very good program.
We do.
And I don't want to damage that in any way. But if at all possible, that's one of the things I think we should take a look at.
The district could see a boost in money from the state this year, depending on any decisions made by the legislature in the spring, but also could see costs rise if the district and teachers agree on a new contract. In other business, the board gave the go-ahead to change the location of its monthly meetings from the Stedman Elementary Library to the City Council Chambers. That location change was a request made by KFSK to improve the quality of meeting broadcasts and allow the meeting audio to be available through the city's website. Board members said they heard only a few objections from the public to that move. They said people still wanted board members to visit the schools and maintain a connection with students and staff. But board members, including Gene Ellis, said they heard mostly support for that change.
Well, I heard a couple of pros, and I didn't hear any cons. But the pros I heard were basically based on the people listening on the radio and wanting to be able to hear more clearly and that kind of stuff, and feeling that there were really a lot more people listening than we might be aware of, and that they wanted to be able to make sure they could hear everything clearly.
The board approved the bylaw change unanimously in second reading, which makes it official. Also Tuesday, the board discussed the district's liability for housing student athletes in private homes, both out-of-town students that are hosted by local residents and Petersburg students going to stay in other towns. In her report on the district's property and casualty insurance coverage, Petersburg Wrangell Insurance's Sue Erickson said the practice was becoming more rare around the country.
In the nonprofit kitty organizations that I'm involved with, the housing days along by the wayside, where we're outsourcing housing, we've been insulated in Alaska because we know everybody, or we know mm-hmm. the people. But those days are they're going by the wayside strictly because of the liability. Yeah, and I think it's great. I think it adds a whole other dimension on sports and participation and everything like that. But there's also a liability that's involved, and it's a general liability, it's a school board liability, it's an auto liability.
Superintendent Jacobson said the district could reduce its liability for students visiting from other towns.
And so ways of reducing our own liability as a hosting school is adopt housing rules that parents have to sign off on and agree to those rules.
Jacobson said he would seek to have other school districts also require a standardized list of housing rules. Board member Ellis said she supported housing out students in private homes, but thought there should be tighter controls on the housing situations.
In that, I feel like it really is an advantage to our students. I feel like they've met a lot of really great people that way. They've had opportunities to be in different houses that where they see different lifestyles and different things that I think has actually grown them in ways that I think are positive. But I also think that we need to find some way to have an adult supervising who's picking the houses and having the houses, having some kind of a form that people have signed saying, yes, we do.
That's what we do.
Agree to house. Because even this year I've heard of a situation where the person finding housing didn't contact the parents because the parents
right.
weren't home, mm-hmm. went ahead and housed there anyway. I mean, that's, you know, not...
Yeah.
We don't really want that to happen.
No.
And that's why we have it signed off by parents.
The board Tuesday also approved the state's version of a new special education handbook and also agreed to schedule a work session with the city council for January 31st. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.